Hello and welcome to the Helix Reviews Podcast. My name is David Arrington, bringing you reviews from a Christian geek worldview, and today on the show, I'm going to be talking about the Resident Evil 4 remake that came out earlier this year, remaking a classic survival horror game, Resident Evil 4, that everybody loves. I played a little bit of, and I had trouble getting into it. I actually made an episode about that, a short little episode about that, talking about the reasons that I had trouble getting into the original Resident Evil 4 with its extremely clunky controls and all that kind of stuff. So I was excited to see what a remake was going to be here. And I'm also going to talk about Resident Evil Death Island, the animated movie that recently came out onto DVD. So let's talk about the Resident Evil 4 remake.
You're here looking for someone? Maybe some missing señorita?
Ashley, where are you?
Your soul requires cleansing.
Resident Evil 4. 6 years after the events in Raccoon City, Leon Kennedy, now a federal agent, is sent to a rural part of Spain to rescue the U.S. president's kidnapped daughter, Ashley Graham, from a sinister cult. I have really been enjoying the Resident Evil games recently, both the remakes and the new ones. Really starting with 7 is really when I started playing these games, and I played, you know, 7, 8, the remake of 2, 3, and now 4, and then I've since gone back and played 5 as well, and the Revelations games as well. And I love this franchise. I think this is one of the best horror franchises out there, and so I was very excited for this one. This game is definitely a step in the action game kind of direction. We've already had somewhat of a step with that in these remakes, with Resident Evil 3 is a little more action-y than Resident Evil 2. This one takes a step even beyond Resident Evil 3, really going far and more in the action-y kind of route. This is, you could even say this is not even really a survival horror game, and that it's not scary. This isn't a scary game. It's much more of an action game with a horror aesthetic, you know. Maybe depending on what you find scary, it'll work better for you in that respect. Now, due to the remaining kind of horror elements here, the remaining survival horror kind of elements here, it is a slower action game than most action games, I'll say. The guns, you know, they shoot relatively slow. The movement is a little slower than most action type games, I would say. And most of the enemies, even, I would say, are slower than your typical action game kind of enemies. Now, all that said, that, you know, that could have been a bad thing. That could have been something that would hold this game back, but it feels great. Like, it forces you to be way more deliberate in your shots, the shots that you're taking. Because of the somewhat scarcity of ammo here, you have plenty to take on a lot of enemies and stuff, but at the same time, you know, sometimes you'll use up a ton of ammo on some of these guys, and you'll end up with way less than you're comfortable with, and it kind of forces you to prioritize, you know, okay, you really got to aim for the head with some of these guys, and you really got to take care of your shots so that you make sure that you have enough for the next fight, the next action sequence that comes up a little further on, you know. And there's a mechanic in here where if you get a headshot, it the enemy is like stunned, and then you can like roundhouse kick him, and that kills him like, you know, 70% of the time or so. So that's another thing that, again, it's kind of forcing you to slow down, really try to go for the headshots, because if you go for the headshots, you can use way less ammo. If you can hit the headshot, kick him, hit the headshot on the next guy, and keep that flow going, you know. As with all the Resident Evil games, the game design in here is just impeccable. It is fantastic. The environments, the layouts, the way the map kind of circles back into itself, and the way the enemies are set up and laid out in this game, just fantastic. Again, just kind of classic Resident Evil stuff with the games that they've been doing. This is the stuff that they've been doing so well in these last several games from 7 and 8 and 2, 3, and 4, the remakes here. This is something that they always are so good on. Great big enemy variety here. So many different kinds of enemies and interesting kind of enemies that you got to fight in different ways, which is cool. The boss fights, again, Resident Evil, always great at boss fights, and a lot of really good ones in here. There is a couple of annoying boss fights in here, I will say. I'll touch on that a little bit later, but for the most part, the boss fights in here are fantastic, man. I'm thinking there's this one where there's, like, a blind guy with, like, Wolverine claws and stuff. And so, like, you gotta be quiet and kind of sneak around as he's trying to find you and kill you and stuff. Super cool. And then, you know, there's this giant troll guy, which I know in the original game, the action sequence is a lot more scripted. And here they kind of, I think, broke free a little bit more from what that action sequence was originally. So they definitely have taken at least some liberties here as far as the remake goes. That said, I haven't played a whole lot of the original game. I've just barely played it, so I can't compare that too closely. But for the most part here, fantastic boss fights. Leon here as the main character this time, and he's my favorite Resident Evil character. I like him the most, and so, you know, I enjoyed him here. Though, honestly, I think this is kind of a step towards, like, him just kind of being a generic tough guy archetype, which is like what Chris is in these games, you know? And I feel like he wasn't really that in Resident Evil 2. Like, I guess because he was a rookie, you know? He's the rookie cop just coming in and going, what in the world's going on here, you know? This one, now he's a little bit more of the archetype, I think. They kind of step him into that role a little bit more, and I wish they didn't do it quite as much as they did in this game. There's a ton of one-liners in this game, just over and over all the time throughout here. Tons of one-liners, which is fun, it's enjoyable, but again, this is another one of the things that kind of takes away from some of the intensity and horror elements, because if our main character here is always joking around about all this stuff, then obviously we don't have to be way too worried about it then, right? You know? So it's just kind of one of those things, and they definitely made Leon a very quippy character here. So Ashley, so this is your AI companion here. This is the president's daughter who's been kidnapped by a cult, and it's your job to go rescue her. She starts off very much in the damsel in distress type of role, and over the course of the game, she kind of slowly learns how to better survive in this kind of crazy world for herself. Good stuff, good character development over the course of the game with her. She's your AI companion through a lot of the game here. You kind of have to take care of her and make sure the enemies don't, like, kill or kidnap her, and they kind of balance that well, I think. You know, you have to keep an eye on her, but it's not too annoying or obnoxious, like, you know, sometimes an escort mission or something will just be really annoying in this, oh my goodness, all the enemies are just attacking her and I gotta go save her for the millionth time. You do have to go save her, though. They'll like grab her and try to carry her away and all this kind of stuff, but they balance that with the enemies attacking you, and it's not overblown, I don't think. It's well done. The shopkeeper, I really like the shopkeeper in here. He's so much fun. He's one of those characters that's like, I've heard of this character, you know, the what you buying and stuff, and they even reference that in Resident Evil 8, and I got that reference because he's such a kind of iconic Resident Evil character, even though I don't think I've ever played to the point of actually meeting him in that original game, you know, so it's like, it's not because of any of my connection, and then I see him here. He is really funny, he's mysterious, he's cheesy, you know, with all his one-liners and stuff too, and I like how he kind of like subtly disses you sometimes, you know. He's like, well, a fine-tuned weapon can, you know, make up for a lack of skill, you know, and it's like, okay dude, what are you saying here? very funny, very fun. I like the characters and stuff in this game. The hero characters, I will say. The villains are basically completely uninteresting. I don't think the villains are interesting. I honestly finished this game just the other day, and I can barely remember what was up with the villains, like what they were doing or anything. That's not really something that I found interesting in the game at all, but the heroes and some of the good characters in here I really enjoyed. The story is pretty bare bones. I would say even more than the... I mean, definitely more than, like, the more recent entries, like Biohazard and Village. Those definitely have more story and more meat to them. But even more than 2 or 3, which is kind of... which are already kind of light on story, this feels like... I guess it feels like it has about as much story as, like, Resident Evil 2 or Resident Evil 3. But it's that substance stretched over a longer game, because this is a game that's... probably twice as long as, you know, Resident Evil 2, because Resident Evil 2's like maybe 10 hours. This is, I think I spent about 20 hours or so on this game. So it's like a game that's probably twice as long as that game, but like the same amount of substance. So it's just more spread out. It's not as consistently kind of interesting or intriguing as it could have been if the game was a little bit shorter. That said, there's enough stuff in here to keep you interested gameplay wise with the environments and the enemies and all that stuff to keep you interested and to keep you to keep me engaged the entire way through the game. That said, you know, I mean, the story of the game, I mean, the main mission of the game, okay, we have to save Ashley from this cult, right? So you go and you save her, and then she gets captured again, and so then you go and save her again, and then she gets captured again, and so like, alright, I gotta go save her again, and that's the entire game, over and over and over again. You save her, she gets captured, you save her, she gets captured, that's it. That's the entire game. Spoilers, I guess. But that's the entire game. There is not much story to this game. Which is unfortunate. Like, even though I would say, you know, the Resident Evil games aren't known for the most outstanding stories or anything, I do regularly enjoy the stories. You know, I enjoy the story of 2 or 3. I enjoy, you know, Village and 8. Wait, 8 is Village. Biohazard and Village. You know, I enjoy the stories of those games. This one, I think the story is a little bit less interesting. This game is much more particular about what you can put in your storage box. Which, you know, in some of the other Resident Evil games, I think both before, like, the 2 and 3, and then also in some of the, like, 8 and 7, I want to say you can put items, well, at least in 7, you can put items in your box and, like, save extra ammo or save extra things for later, not keep it in your inventory, so it's taking up a bunch of space in your inventory. In this game, they leave a lot more stuff in your inventory, so your inventory gets, like, filled up with a bunch of junk, including stuff that you don't particularly want, but you don't particularly want to throw away, and so it's like, you're kind of stuck with this weird middle ground, and it's, I wish that you could just throw some more stuff in your inventory box, honestly. There are several enemies in this game that have instant kills, like, just one-hit kills, and you're dead. I hate that stuff in games, like, just not giving you a chance to fight them at all and stuff. I just find it really annoying and frustrating more than anything. There's one boss fight that does instant kills on you randomly. Probably the most frustrating boss fight in the game. Just, it'll just and kills you when you're dead. And I'm just like, I never did figure out like the attack pattern for when to dodge that instant kill. I ended up killing him, but I never, like, I never figured out, like, oh, how do I dodge this instant kill? And every once in a while, he'll just kill me, and I died several times in that boss fight. Super annoying. And there's kind of just some sequences in here that are also kind of annoying. There's a sequence with the catapults throwing where... It was so hard to figure out how to get through that sequence because it's just catapults shooting stuff at you and it's just landing kind of randomly, and then Ashley will just run out in the middle of nowhere and get hit with a catapult, and then enemies will come in, and it's just so frustrating and annoying and just not a well done sequence at all. I just did not like it at all. And then there's this line, I kept dying over and over, and it's like, I guess that's their idea of a warm welcome, you know, as Leon's quip for that section, and I heard it so many times that it's just like in my head now, you know. It's so annoying. So throughout the game there are multiple parts where there's some kind of annoying sections that I don't think that I had so much in some of the previous Resident Evil games. And then there is also some sequences where there's just kind of waves of enemies coming in, which is like not when Resident Evil's at its best, you know? I mean, I think, you know, just the waves of enemies coming in, it can be fun to fight them and stuff, but to me, when Resident Evil's at its best is when there is enemies that are very, very deliberately placed placed in the environment, so you walk around a corner and he's right there, or whatever. You know, they Resident Evil games, including this one, are good at placing enemies in interesting places or in the environment and stuff like that. But that said, when they do the whole waves thing and there's just waves of enemies coming, that's the less interesting enemy layouts to me. Now, all that said, I loved this game. I had so much fun playing this game. Another great Resident Evil remake here. I don't know what they're going to remake next. I would love to see them go back and remake the original Resident Evil, because they started with number 2 for some reason. I don't really know why that was the case. If they made a remake of Resident Evil 5, I would play it, but I think we're kind of at the point where remakes are no longer necessary for future games. I played Resident Evil 5 not that long ago, and it plays decently. I mean, it is a little bit older of a first person or a third person shooter, so it's like there is a little bit more clunkiness to it, but it plays pretty good. It's not bad. So it's like I don't necessarily think there's a remake needed for that. You know, they could remake Resident Evil 0 or Resident Evil Code Veronica. I played a little bit of 0. I've not played any of Code Veronica, but those are also ones like the original, where it's in the weird camera angle and all that kind of stuff. That, you know, they could do something with that. I think they could remake those in the style of these remakes. You know, I would be down for that. Honestly, I would be down for whatever games that they're remaking, because the Resident Evil games consistently have been fantastic for these last several years. Also, give us Resident Evil Revelations 3. Revelations 1 and 2 were both good games. We can go ahead and get a third one now. You know, maybe now that we got all the remakes out or something, unless they do... Number 1 is the one I really want the most. But if we're done doing the remakes, because we've hit number 4, let's make Resident Evil Revelations 3, see where that goes. I'm totally down for that. Either way, though, I'm excited for whatever the future of Resident Evil is, because they have, again, consistently been putting out some fantastic games. And that includes the remake of Resident Evil 4. So now let's talk about Resident Evil Death Island.
After all she's been through, she's trying to make up for what happened to her.
You mean how Wesker brainwashed her and made her come after us? No one's blaming Jill for that.
No one. Except Jill.
Dr. Taylor?
Yes, we need him in custody ASAP.
I checked the DNA we got from a bite wound on an orca carcass.
It had a strain of T virus in it.
You're kidding.
I found the connection between the folks that were infected. They all visited Alcatraz recently.
Resident Evil Death Island. A T-virus outbreak in San Francisco leads to Alcatraz Island, where a new evil has taken residence. I like in this movie that they bring together all of the Resident Evil characters all together in here for one movie. I mean, you got Leon, you got Jill Valentine, you got Chris, you got Claire, you got all of these, you know, major Resident Evil characters all coming together for one big story here on Alcatraz Island. And, you know, to me, it kind of feels like, hey, we just remade all these games, so we might as well, you know, make a movie with all these new HD, you know, character models here that we got. And hey, you know what? I'm all for them using those character models they made for the games to make movies if they're good. This movie is... it's okay. It's all right. I mean, starting with the positives here, there's lots of cool monsters. Of course, this is Resident Evil. I do like the villain. I think the villain's backstory and his motivation and stuff is really interesting. They do some like flashbacks to what happened in the past that led him here, and I think some of that stuff is pretty interesting. There's some cool action scenes in here. There's a sequence where Jill Valentine is like shooting zombies like John Wick would be shooting zombies if he were here. Kind of weird, but pretty fun. this movie definitely has the over-the-top action of, you know, a Resident Evil 4 or a Resident Evil 5, you know, and I definitely prefer the action to be a little bit more grounded, like, you know, Resident Evil 2 and stuff to me. is when Resident Evil's at its best. And even I would say Resident Evil 7 as well, is when it's a little bit more subdued. It's still big, there's still some big crazy stuff, but it's a little bit more subdued than like 4 or 5 or like this movie. I mean, the action can be compared to like Fast and Furious at points in this movie. It's over the top, you know? The story here is pretty bare bones. I mean, it's basically just, hey, there's an outbreak at Alcatraz and our team has to stop it. And that's pretty much it. I mean, there's really not much to it. They could have gotten away like with this kind of level of storytelling in a video game probably. But when it comes to a movie where I don't have like, you don't have the gameplay to lean on, you know, you're just got the story here, it left me wanting more, you know, and it left me wanting more, not in a good way, you know. I'm pretty sure, again, like I said, they used the same character models from the games to make this movie. That said, the games definitely have more production value. Like, this was starkly obvious when I was playing Resident Evil 4, and then I watched this movie, and it's like, oh, the cutscenes in Resident Evil 4 have so much more dynamic elements to them. They feel so much more dynamic, whereas this movie felt very stagnant to me at times. Like, there wasn't much going on, and they're just kind of standing there and stuff in kind of awkward or weird ways sometimes. Overall, this movie, it's okay. You know, I was hoping for more, but I mean, after watching this and watching Infinite Darkness, which was a miniseries on Netflix, Resident Evil miniseries on Netflix, a year or two ago, it was also pretty blasé, you know. I don't know if I'll be going really out of my way to watch these Resident Evil animated adaptations unless one of them, you know, looks particularly promising, I guess. I would give this a 2.5 out of 5 stars. It's alright, but, you know, I really wish this could have been so much more. I mean, come on, guys that are making the Resident Evil movies. We can do something bigger and better with this. And I like the idea of, they're like, hey, we got these great new assets with these characters, let's build a movie off this stuff. Yes, let's do it. But I mean, this wasn't it, unfortunately. What'd you think? HelixReviewsPodcast@gmail.com. You can let me know. That is it for this time. Until next time, this is David from the Helix Reviews Podcast signing out. Bye-bye, guys.